Hey, hon. I'm sorry for just walking in. I tried knocking, but, you didn't answer, and the door was unlocked. I know that sounds really creepy. I swear I don't mean it in any weird ways. I'm just, worried, is all. You haven't been returning my calls, and nobody's heard from you in a couple of days. Are we, you know, okay? Oh, good. Then what's going on? Can I come in? So, what you working on? That? Still? Wow. That's a lot of work, hon. That's the last time you took a break. Have you been drinking enough water? Eating? Hey, can you put that down for a second? Just a few minutes, I promise. I would just love to see your eyes. It's been a few days. There you are. Yeah. You're still just as beautiful as I remember. I know you want to be working on that right now. I can tell that you were in the zone. And I'm sorry for interrupting your thought process. And it looks fantastic, by the way. Really good pensmanship. But, it just looks like you haven't been sleeping. Oh no, that's not what I meant at all! No, you don't look bad at all! That's not what I meant! I just meant that, you know, your eyes are a little red. Which sometimes can be from a lack of sleep combined with stress and... It doesn't look bad. I'm just observant, and I'm pretty familiar with your features and expressions, and... You know what? I'll just shut up now. Good. I'm glad you know what I meant. So... Have you been sleeping? Is that a no? You don't have to be ashamed. Trust me, I know how it is. Being so completely wrapped up in something that everything else seems unimportant or even unnecessary. I've been there, you know. Oh, wait, yeah. You do know that I know what it's like because you dragged me out of that same exact mindset a couple weeks ago. During those exams. You're the only reason I didn't burn myself out that week. So, I think it's time that you take your own advice. Well, I mean, I don't want to intrude or anything, and I never want to make you feel pressured to do something. But, just, I don't know, put yourself in my shoes? I mean, what would you do if I was you? If I was working nonstop without giving myself proper breaks and time to take care of basic human needs like eating and sleeping. Yeah, that's what I thought. You'd want me to look out for myself, wouldn't you? So, think you can do that? Look out for yourself, I mean. Tomorrow? You're saying you'll do it when you're done with work? Then you leave me with no choice. Nope. I'm a hero. I can't allow you to self-destruct right in front of me. I'm saving you from yourself. It's my job. The work is going away until you eat something, get some sleep, and spend time with the people you care about. I'm not budging on this. So please, just don't fight it. Let me help you. Please, hon. Please let me help you. Yeah? Oh, thank you! Thank you so much! All right! Then first things first, you are going to go take a shower. Meanwhile, I'll do the honors of ordering you some food. Your favorite, of course. I've heard they've got a discount going on right now, so we'll be sure to take full advantage of that. Yes! That's the spirit! Okay, I won't be gone long. The food will be here soon. Hopefully, it'll be waiting for you when you get out of the shower, since I'm going to get it delivered ASAP. Then I'll be back by the time you're done eating. Where am I going? It's a surprise, but don't worry. I'll be back super soon. You've got your schedule cleared for the rest of the day, right? Well, let me rephrase. You've got your schedule cleared for the rest of the day now that the work is going to stay in the desk, right? Yep, perfect. Okay, I'll be back in a few minutes. Enjoy your shower and food. See you soon. Oh, and hey, before I go, one more thing. I'm really proud of you. Thank you for prioritizing yourself. I know it's not easy. Okay, that's pretty cheesy. I'll go now. Bye! Text me if you need anything or want me to grab something else while I'm out. Hey! I'm back! Hey, look at you! You look so clean and nice. Not that you didn't look nice before, but I can definitely tell that you feel better. Right? Right? Am I right? I'm glad, hon. Oh? Oh! You distracted me from my surprise! Alright, let me just... Not that. Definitely not that. Hold on, sorry, it was somewhere in here. Voila! Tickets to the Butterfly Biosphere! Yep! I may have never been, but I've heard there's lots of cool nature stuff to see there. They've got a walking path I want to take you on. It goes through the Butterfly Pavilion, as well as their famous flower gardens. what do you, think? Huh? Whoa! Hey there! I'm glad you're as excited as I am. Welp, are you ready to go right now, or do you want to take some time to prepare? Great! Then let's go right now! After you? Hey, how was that cheesy? Oh, whatever. Oh, wow! Look at this one! Yeah, come here. There's some interesting stuff on the little information plaque. It says that lavender is often associated with peace and tranquility due to its soothing scent. So I suppose that makes it perfect for my mission of getting you away from your work. Here, come smell this one. What do you think? It reminds me of a candle my mom used to light a lot. She'd have it going every time I was doing a long study session. It helped me keep me grounded. If you like it, I can always get you one similar. Sounds good, Bunny. Oh, I love the flower arrangements. I can really tell that the owner puts a lot of effort into the look of it all. Ah, and the smells are really nice, too. And... the colors are making your eyes stand up. And they look... perfect. Hey, don't laugh at me. I mean it. Thank you for coming out here with me. I've missed spending time with you like this. I mean, you've been so busy. It's made you kind of distant. Which I'm sure was unintentional, but it still worried me, you know? I know I said it before, but... I seriously really am proud of you. For working so hard. For doing what you're doing. But you need to start prioritizing your own well-being. I'm not saying this to make you feel guilty or anything. I just really care about you. A lot. And if I have to force you out of your house by carrying you bridal style, I will. Overworking yourself is going to do you no good. Do you think you can try to put more effort into avoiding burnout and overworking yourself? All I ask is that you try. Thank you, hon. Now, come on! We still got more to see! And once we're done here, we can go home and watch your favorite show! Again. Yeah, again. I know you've seen it like 8 times, but I haven't. So let's watch it again, just to be sure we didn't miss any details. That's the spirit! We can sleep in tomorrow, too. Maybe bake something nice tomorrow evening and make these next 24 hours all about rejuvenation. Can we go look at the butterfly exhibit now? Look at these! These flowers are so beautiful! I bet those ones would look great in front of your place. And that one reminds me of you! Yeah, I mean, even though we're trying to stay away from your work, the art was really nice. Wasn't a fan of how many triangles there were on the page, but it's not a big deal.